Be warmer, probably. I think the cow just stand around in there, lay around. And I think the only name I would know for it would just be a cow shed. Of course, if they have horses and cows in the same pasture, the horses could use the same place.
Now, near the barn, sometimes there's a special place where the cows are enclosed, I guess. Or what do they do with the cows when they bring them up near the barn if they want to pen them up?
Well, I don't know. They just go out in the pasture and herd them in. And just like you had a big shed out here in front or behind someplace, and you just herd them in that shed.
And did they ever stake cows around here when they brought them in for milking?
Well, I don't think they staked them particularly. You might call it staking. I haven't either. They put a rope around the neck and tie it to a post or the fence or something.
Let's see, we mentioned horse lot. How about a place where they keep the pigs and hogs?
Well, that'd be called a pig pen. Now, we had pigs and hogs, and we just let them run around in the horse lot. Didn't have any extra place for them, you know. Of course, they never had very many, maybe two or three.
And let's see, milk and butter, since they spoiled, were kept in a special place, weren't they?
Yes. I think they kept the milk in a little house out back someplace. They call it the well house. They have a well there, you know, a dug well, and they let their milk buckets down in that well to keep it cool. And I suppose they strained their milk and probably separated it in the same place.
And my aunt had a farm. I think this was in northern Michigan. I think they called it the milk house.
Yes.
In some places they call it the dairy, and some places they call it the spring house, and some places the well house.
Yeah, that's right.
It's interesting to see how this goes, where they call it
from what. Different locations, locality.
If a farmer raises only cows and he raises them for milk, you say, what kind of a farmer is he?
He's a dairy man.
Let's see, and then the big yard around the barn is called a
barnyard.
And if you're raising crops, you raise them out in the
field.
And let's say you have just a small area. Is that a field too?
Well, it could be, I suppose it could be called a small field, or maybe they would just say, have you got a patch of wheat out here, or a patch of corn, meaning just a little place.
And then when, let's say this is cotton, and send the people out to harvest the crop, what do?
They pick it.
You know, my wife says they pull bowls.
Well, now, they do. After when the cotton is first comes out, there's probably a lot of it that opens up that they can pick that cotton out of the bowl, see? Mm-hmm. All right. After a while, maybe now, there's some that's not quite opened up enough to get that, so they just pull the bowl at all.
No.
See, that's the way they do that. That's what they mean by pulling the bowls. But when it first opens, they pick it out of the bowl.
Pick the cotton.
Yeah. And that's nice and clean, but see, you get those bowls, and you got bowls and cotton, dirt and everything else.
When they weed a cotton patch, what do they call that? Anything special?
When they weave it.
Go around with a hoe to get the weeds
out. Oh, they hoe cotton.
I think my father-in-law says chop cotton.
Well, they chop cotton too.
I don't know if that's getting the weeds out or what.